are the young people saying to you about how they're feeling the effects of the pandemic?
Social interaction is so crucial and so important to their overall mental health and well-being. School is a place where students are getting that social interaction through their peers, their sports, their clubs, as well as for many where they're getting vital resources, you know, meals, support, mentorship, accountability. So for school-aged children and teens, finding themselves isolated, and even though they're already pretty used to communicating through technology, when that becomes the only way, it really has created a lot of stress and symptoms of depression and anxiety. And so that's one reason why, you know, the services I've been providing as a yoga counselor are becoming even more relevant.
Stress levels, has that influenced an increase in the demand for your services?
In some ways, yes, because people now are starting to realize just how connected we are, so that we're experiencing this collective trauma of the effects of the pandemic, whether that be grief, for loss of routine, loss of work, loss of life. With the time that people have in their isolation, in many ways, I have seen an increase in this, you know, topic and in the services that are being requested. Yeah, it's an opportunity for people to realize that we're not going to be able to control the chaos that's happening all around us, but there are practices that we can do to regulate what's going on inside. And that's huge right now, because everyone's in a state of stress, in survival mode, and when we're living in suspended states of stress, that is the root cause of other injuries, illness, chronic illness, and disease.
What creative methods are you using to not only retain current clients, but also attract new ones?
Collaboration is a huge part of being able to attract new clients. So I partner often with one of my friends and colleagues. Her name is Jadine Laniato. She's a social emotional learning teacher for IPS. And to just help pretty much connect to resources and plant seeds of wellness and self-care through virtual trainings, through outdoor trainings, through collaboration, that we continue to kind of put this message out there and support communities, educators, students in this time especially.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Terry.